I spoke to her just a few hours. I think I spoke to her at 3 o'clock in the morning. 2 o'clock in the morning, she was in the club and she said, "The bouncer's seen your picture, Tasha. I've showed him your picture." I said, "It's my one cousin that's coming, so you have to let her in, otherwise we're all going home." And then, so she said, "So you got to come see. I've answered the phone and could hear so much music. So you got to come." So Serena got work. So I went to sleep. 7 o'clock in the morning, my phone rang. And it was my sister. And I said, "Oh, gosh." I said to my partner, I said, "Oh, gosh, I'm in trouble. I fell asleep. I'm in trouble." And I answered the phone and my sister was screaming on the phone and she's screaming, "Sabrina, Sabrina, Sabrina, Sabrina." So I said, "Manda, sure, stop screaming. It's Tasha, man. What's wrong with you?" "Stop." "No, Sabrina, Sabrina, Sabrina." I saw her jumped up and I said, "What do you mean, Sabrina?" So she said, "Sabrina's been shot, Sabrina's been shot." I said, "Manda can't," but she's screaming, she's crying, she's crying. So I screamed at her and I said, "Stop, stop, stop. Calm down, calm down." I said to her, "All right, well, I can't feel anything. So it means that she's okay. So it means that she's okay, because if there was something wrong with her, I would feel it." So she wouldn't stop crying. I said, "I can't make any sense of you, so I'm going to find her." So I put on my clothes and I phoned my Uncle John. I said, "Where's Sabrina?" And he said, "St. Mary." So my dad was across the road. He lives across the road from me and he had my son because he was meant to go out. So I said, "Dad, you got to drive my car. Drive my car, Sabrina." So Amanda and everyone's saying Sabrina's been shot. So he came over very quickly, woke up Jaheim, and we went to the hospital. And there were just police everywhere. And I was thinking, I'm going to get to the hospital and I'm going to just tell her, I'm going to tell her to wake up, because that's what we do. Like, you know, if anyone gets sick, if we get sick or anything, we shout at each other, "Wake up, stop being stupid." So I got to the hospital, but on the way to the hospital, I think my mum phoned me and she said, "Tash, you're too late. It's she's gone." She said, "She's gone, Tash." No, it was Paul. It was my mum's husband. He phoned me, my stepdad, and he said, "She's gone." And I screamed at him. I said, Why would something like that come out of your lot's mouth? It doesn't make sense that you lot would say that." But I got there and there was just armed police. There's just armed police and sat in the room, and my cousin TJ sat in the room with me, and I said, "No, she's not gone, TJ. I just don't believe it. I don't believe it. It's a prank." I said, "She's gonna knock the door." And I literally, it wasn't denial, I literally thought that Sabrina would do something like that. She would, like, a prank gone out of hand. But yeah, that's how I found out.
Emmanuel, I know that you have strong views on illegal guns in this country and the use of illegal weapons in this country.
Yes, I do.
What would you like to say about that?
It's like we are not in America, okay? We are in England. And I see people that are having guns, like they like to be like a role model on TV, try to copy gangsters and all these people that they see on TV.
It just makes me sick, because even, like, I just think there's not enough being done. Like, for there to be so much incidents over the years and everything, there's not enough being done. It's just ridiculous.
Yes, because what's happened is that none of this gun should be sold, and people are selling it everywhere. And they got gangs in a group late at night. They shouldn't be there late at night, like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, they should be told to go home or just keep an eye on them.
Can I ask you about Sabrina's friend who was also injured that night? She too is called Sabrina. She's been released from hospital, is clearly still recovering. I know you don't know her particularly well yourself, but do you know how she is now?
She's recovering, I was told, well, or she wouldn't have been at the funeral. But I'm happy that she's recovering very well, because she and Sabrina were good friends.
From what I've heard, she's got really bad scars, and my heart goes out to her. And if I was in her position to wake up with so much cars, but let alone knowing that your friend, you know, hasn't made her anything, that's got to rest on her heart. And my heart does go out to her. I don't think she's going to fight, she's going to be able to find words. And I know that she's going to be taking up, because if you put yourself in her position, if you woke up in her position, it's a very hard position to wake up in it. So I just hope that she's not, like, a lot when these situations happen, everyone turns to, "Oh my God," like, blame and why and everything, and I hope that she's not blaming herself, because Sabrina wouldn't want her to, you know, and Sabrina wouldn't want her to.
Can I ask what the family has said to Sabrina's son, Mason, who's still just four?
He's gone, if I remember. My cousin said, they said that mummy's with the angels. Mummy's gone to the angels, I think that's what they said, yeah. And he doesn't quite understand, you can see that. He let out for Dove at the funeral and everything. He doesn't quite understand yet.
We keep asking, where's mummy?
Yeah, he does ask where mummy is. And my cousin, when I was at my auntie's house the other day, they did say a story that he said to one of them, he said, but no, mummy's behind daddy in the bathroom, I can see her. So, he doesn't understand. He's 4 years old, like, he doesn't understand. They've told him that she's gone to the angels and everything, but he doesn't understand what's happening. Aaron's such a good dad, like...
He's his best dad.
And, yeah, he's an excellent dad, and he's being so strong. He's being so strong, like... So I know in time, like, he is with the best person. He is with the best person, and Aaron will explain it to him as best as he can. And he's got all of us, and Aaron knows he's got all of us as well. Like, I feel like blood with Aaron, like he's that much into the family.
Can I ask you why you want to speak out today?
Yeah,
come on. But I want to speak out today. Sabrina was... Sabrina made a point of always, a very big point, she was the bravest person ever, of letting you know exactly what was in her mind. And it was always, don't you think that is wrong? She's like, oh, don't you think, but how can you think that way? So whenever we would go out and she would get into a conversation or anything and she would hear something like, whether it's a man or a female saying, oh, I want to do something violent or anything, but would you like that to happen to you or somebody you love? If you put yourself, and it was always, okay, so put yourself in their shoes. Yeah, and it's exactly like that, how she used to talk and everything. So I would just, like, on behalf of Sabrina as well, she would want me to say this, like, everyone needs to just think of their actions. Everyone, like, there's people just sitting there and, like, wanting revenge or wanting to do something. And I think everyone just needs to think about their reactions. Sabrina had such a forgiving heart. She had such a forgiving heart. And it's like, people just, there's a lot of anger and people just bear so much grudge. And that takes up so much energy that you could be spending with somebody that you love, you know, doing something. Why take that energy to destroy somebody's life and people around them? So I just would like, if anybody's out there and they're listening and they have that mentality to think, like, you're not kids. You're not going to take a life and they're going to come back next week. And it doesn't make any sense anyway, trying to seek revenge, like, with this gang or whatever is going on. It doesn't make sense, because what are you gaining from it? They've gone to sleep. You're taking a life and they've gone to sleep. What are you gaining from it? Oh, I've taken this life. You haven't taken a life. You've pulled a trigger on a machine. Like, we operate sewing machines. You must feel stupid. Like, get some intelligence. Sorry, but get some intelligence. It's just silly.
We got a special niece that gone, okay, and she's dead, and that would never go. And my sister, Andrea, sometimes, it's like, when I keep looking at eyes, she's in pain, a lot of pain. And there's nothing I could do to talk, because every time I keep looking at eyes, I feel pain as well. And when I'm working, it's difficult to use the thing I'm doing, like driving the power bus machines and anything, because I'm thinking about my niece all the time. People say that, oh, don't worry, when you bury it, everything will be back to normal. But it can never be back to normal, you know, because she's in my heart. She's on everybody's heart, especially your friends.
Can I just say something?
Yeah, of course.
Like, there's a lot of hatred, like, when you talk, like, when you're in the neighbourhood and the estates or towards police and everything like that. Sabrina wasn't a person that had, like, those views of hatred towards police or anything like that, and I'm not one of those people that have those views.